Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so As I predicted, as we rolled into the election, you would see the social media giants clamping down on the one way Trump has left to get his message out.
And what's happening?
I'm waiting for them to take the count. I predicted we'd get there by election day. And we're well on our way. You know what the stunning thing is about Twitter censoring Trump, putting a label on that what he said was false? There's two stunning things. One of them is kind of ironic to me because my second grader has been having a little bit of a struggle over the last month. They're doing this exercise at school, homeschool, you know, fact versus opinion.
Right.
What is a fact? What is opinion? Right. And he could not wrap his mind around this. And so it got to where in our house, the other kids who now help him out with his homeschool work, will be talking at dinner or doing something. And my other children will yell, "That's a fact. That's an opinion." And, you know what I mean? Or they'll turn to him, "What is that? Fact or opinion?" And so he's got it now. He's got it. Right. Fact or opinion. So I think they could really use my second grader's help over at Twitter.
I think he'd probably do a better job than the folks that they've got doing it now, for sure.
He's got it down cold, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because what Donald Trump said, and we'll get into debating whether what Donald Trump said about mailing voting, you know, is true or not. What he said was that it would cause fraud. Okay. That is an opinion.
Right.
That is an opinion. Everyone on Twitter has one, unfortunately.
Yes.
Exhausting sometimes. That is an opinion. That is like me saying glitter ponies will fly out of my butt by December. Well, we won't know till December whether that's true.
Exactly.
Now, will we?
Exactly. And until then, that's your opinion that is an
it
event,
could happen.
A pending event.
It could happen, right? What a crazy year this has been.
Yeah.
Right? No, I mean, I'm joking. But no, I mean, that is an opinion. And we're going to go through this. I'm going to back up Trump's opinion using only left-wing sources like the New York Times, who have reported that the highest likelihood of voter fraud is from what? Mail-in voting. A little inconvenient now. But they have done that in the past. So when you're on Twitter, I mean, for Trump to say he thinks it's full of fraud, you can't fact check that. That's an opinion. I mean, maybe we can go back and look at after the election if we can find any fraud, and then we can decide. But the outrage here, Lee, think about this for a minute. Fox News called up the spokesperson for Twitter, and they wanted to know specifically what rule did Donald Trump violate? What Twitter rule did he violate? And the Twitter spokesperson, according to Fox News this morning, foxnews.com, Twitter acknowledged Trump's tweet, quote, is not in violation of the Twitter rules and does not directly try to dissuade people from voting. They just disagreed.
Which is the definition of an opinion.
Meanwhile, as many are now pointing out, Twitter has allowed the Iranian government, the Chinese government, to flat out lie on Twitter. And nobody fact checks them. Mm-hmm. That's what's so incredible. And nobody fact checks them on stuff that directly affects human lives. Like their tweets about the coronavirus. So, I mean, yeah. You want to talk about fact-checking? How about go back to the WHO tweet that said that coronavirus is not transmissible human to human? How about we start there? Let's go back, fact check that. Because they do this. They don't just fact check today. They go back in time if they find a tweet, even if it's 2 months old. They fact check it, right? Let's fact check that. That one still doesn't have a warning on it. So if you're the right people, you get to lie. You get to do whatever you want. And here's the thing about this. This is where this goes right off the rails. The guy, the top guy who's in charge of compliance with Twitter's rules, in other words, he's the guy in charge of the fact check. He doesn't do it himself, but he leads the team that does. This guy, Yoel Roth, wrote that the Trump administration is full of actual Nazis. Wrote that on Twitter. Where's the fact check on that?
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like an opinion, a very hateful, divisive, and incorrect opinion, but
well, no,
it
wait.
Is an
if
opinion.
If he said they were full of Nazis, that's an opinion, right? Which I guess should be fact-checked, right?
Yeah.
But he said actual Nazis.
Yeah,
actual Nazis. Nazis. So by the Trump standard, he ought to be fact-checked. Are they Nazis or not? Can you prove it? No. Well, then there ought to be a disclaimer. So, I mean, the person, the people that they have hired to oversee this are they are absolutely absurd. I mean, the idea that somebody made fun of everybody in flyover country as a bunch of racists.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is, I mean, for Twitter to act like they're unbiased is a joke. And here's the thing. You go to CNN and you go to The Washington Post and get them to fact check Trump. You mean the people, 90% of whom in surveys say mainstream media, they vote for the other side. They don't vote for Republicans. That's a fair fact check. And here's another problem. Here's from the New York Times on mail-in voting. It's very easy to find facts that support what Trump says. This is another problem with their fact check. Votes, this is from the New York Times. They wrote this in 2012. Quote, votes cast by mail are less likely to be counted, more likely to be compromised, and more likely to be contested than those cast in the voting booth. Statistics show. So, I mean, I could go find whatever I want to support what I want to say from the New York Times, from left-wing sources, Lee.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
That's a fact. I mean, it's right there. And that's the really dangerous road you go down when you attempt to fact-check an opinion. When that opinion doesn't even violate your site rules.
Yeah.
This is a very dangerous precedent. Anyway, I want to say I am thrilled that this has happened to Trump. That sounds strange. I couldn't be happier. Because Trump has escaped unscathed what so many of us have been through on social media. My traffic has never returned to the level that it was in 2016. And I can tell you factually, looking at our ratings, our audience is much bigger now.
Also, I would put it this way, too. I am glad that it's Donald Trump that this is happening to, because I don't think there are any other Republicans around, any other conservatives around, who would fight it the way it needs to be fought, the way that he's going to do this. That's the one thing that I'll say about. Listen, I agree. I think some of the things that he puts on Twitter is over the top, and I don't particularly care for it. Not everything, just a few things here and there. I think he goes a little bit too far. And I will contend also that Donald Trump is a counterpuncher. When the problem that he gets into is that people only pay attention to what he has said in reaction to stuff that people have done to him. But I'm glad that it's Donald Trump this has happened to, because he knows how to fight back and will use their own rules against them.
Well, I hate to say this about Trump, has largely sat by while his Twitter army was throttled, banned, pushed off social media. And I'm glad it's finally happened to him now. Because I've been saying, you know, if we lose this election for president, one of the big reasons will be because he did nothing about it. So it's real to him now, and I'm glad.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Good morning. Gonna jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, fact, the media has an agenda. Yeah, so does Twitter. Isn't it interesting that Twitter began fact-checking Donald Trump's opinions? Which, by the way, their own spokesperson admit did not violate their Twitter rules at all. So, you know what this means? There's a special set of rules for Donald Trump that don't apply to anybody else. And as Donald Trump Jr. noted, how on earth did the blue checks, the journalists, the big names on Twitter, not get fact-checked for the whole Russia collusion scam? They're still out there insinuating he's a Russian spy. Totally debunked. Yet they never get fact-checked. China has openly lied on Twitter. No fact-check. So is Iran. Leftists violate the rules all the time, threatening to kill Trump. No fact-check. No ban. See, the death threats aren't the problem. It's just that you got to threaten to kill the right person, and then it's cool. Otherwise, you'll lose your account. See, this is an arbitrary mess, and I know I'm about to get a text line full of people. Well, Jack owns Twitter, and he can do what he wants. No, he can't. That's not the deal. That's not the deal. And that's why we now have Matt Gaetz has sponsored legislation to take away the protection, the legal immunity they have. Because when Congress allowed social media to exist, this is why I tell you all the time, I wish we could publish the text line, but we don't. Why don't we publish the text line? What's hilarious? I mean, the comments on it are awesome. We can't publish the text line because we'd get sued. There's libelous things on there. There are things that people just haul off and tweet that are flat out untrue about other people. And if we were to publish the text line, We could be sued. We could be liable for what those people on the text line write because we do not have legal immunity. We're a publisher. And that's the same for the Greenville News, WYFF, all these other outlets. And the reason that is because Congress passed a law that said that deemed Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all these things there to be platforms, not publishers. And so because they're platforms, when some guy inevitably goes on and says something awful about his ex-wife, Twitter can't be sued for libel. They're not a publisher. If we were to publish on our radio news what some guy said about his ex-wife, that turns out wasn't true, he's just mad at her, we could be sued for libel. If we publish our text line, because we are a publisher, we could be sued for libel. The first time somebody goes on there and says something that's patently untrue about somebody else, they got a libel lawsuit. Boom, we're in court. And so the deal that Congress made with these social media companies, and it's law and they're in violation of it right now, is that they would be neutral publishing platforms. They would be neutral platforms, not publishers. Not publishers. They don't publish news stories. They just, and they would be neutral in that they would take all opinions. The only thing they could censor would be, you know, you can't put crime up there. Hey, you want to buy a, you know, a dime bag? Can't put that up there. Other people do. You know, can't put porn up, you know, kiddie porn up there, stuff like that. That's fine. That does not violate the terms. And so that's why for many years you saw Twitter, you know, emphasizing, oh, we're free speech bastion. That's us. Everybody can come on here. Well, that's what they had to do as a platform. Now they've decided to be a publisher. And that's, again, because the Republicans are so weak in Congress. They've begun to see, well, no one's going to enforce it against us. And these Republican leaders like McConnell and Paul Ryan, when they controlled Congress the first 2 years of the Trump administration, they actually hauled Mark Zuckerberg in and grilled him for allowing Trump to use data from their platform to run ads on Facebook and win the election. Obama had done the same thing. In fact, he'd done it better. He got more data from Facebook. But they didn't care about that. They didn't even bring it up. They were mad that Zuckerberg had allowed Trump to use the data. This was the Republican leadership holding these hearings. And so the message loud and clear, and I was an absolute horror about it at the time. The message loud and clear to Zuckerberg was, look, you let the Democrats do whatever you want. We don't care if you share the data with them, but don't you dare let Trump do it again. That was the message from the Republicans, and I knew it would be a disaster. And this was the time I was screaming at Trump to do something about this. So I am thrilled he is finally seeing what the rest of us have to live with when we defend him. Maybe it'll be real now. I mean, Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, they got the message loud and clear. Okay, so we don't want to be regulated. Then we make sure that Trump can't use the platform the same way the Democrats do. Okay, we got it. I mean, once again, you go back to a thing like this, we're being mistreated. Where did it start, Republican leadership? That's where it started. They're not stupid, these CEOs. They watched not one, not two, not three, but four investigations of the Trump-Russia connection and a total ignoring of what the FBI and Hillary did in Congress by the Republicans for the first 2 years of the Trump administration when we controlled everything. We could have fixed this. And let me, I got to tell you what, folks. Do you like the dual justice system? Justice applies only to Republicans, then in the extreme, not to Democrats at all? Well, you're going to love the dual speech system. Because if we don't win this election and take back both houses of Congress, in this country, the non-left will never recover our free speech if we lose. We will not. And I'm not even saying the right anymore. It's the non-left, because these leftist censors will simply clamp down tighter and tighter, and we will lose our ability to even argue against that. And listen, folks, it's not just the right that is throttled. Hey, stop the music for a sec. It's not just the right that is throttled. I'm not done here. It's not just the right that is throttled, censored, and wiped off social media anymore. You know one of the scariest things I've seen? It was just us at first, but they got away with it. So now they're censoring people who aren't on the right, but who are very important. I'll tell you who that is coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Like the dual justice system? You're going to love the dual speech system. Yeah, different rules for different people. Folks, 45% of this country identifies as right or center right. It's the largest political group in the country. So the idea that just, half of us won't have a voice, because that's where we're going. And here's the scary thing. Yeah, and I've meant to get into this more. I did a little bit of it yesterday. Look, I've been throttled, kicked off Facebook. I have been, or kicked out of my account, I should say, just completely locked down. There are times when I'm going through that some of you go to my Facebook page and attempt to read it, and it's nothing but a gray screen. I've never recovered the traffic I had going into the 2016 election. And I can tell you this audience is a lot larger now. We know that in the ratings. It's because I'm throttled. I'm locked down. I know what it's like. So I'm thrilled the president is finally experiencing this. Because the anger he's reacted with is the anger so many of us have had, and he hasn't really done anything about it. And I've said this for him is the most critical thing he can do going into the election. He won the last one because Breitbart was allowed to achieve parity in terms of hits with the New York Times, the Washington Post. I mean, we, for the first time, were rivaling them in hits. Only two media outlets, NewYorkTimes.com and MSN.com, were beating Breitbart in hits and not by much. That's why Trump won the election for the first time. We had an equal voice. And I'm not asking for anything special. I'm not asking for parody. Let us have the hits we earn. People want to read it. Great. If they don't, I don't care. Just let us be on the playing field. Let it be fair. That is the deal social media cut with Congress in exchange for immunity from libel lawsuits, which is a very valuable thing. They would not last 2 weeks if they didn't have it. And we don't have it as a media organization. In exchange for that, they were supposed to be neutral platforms. The law makes it very clear. Merely platforms, places where people could publish anything. They were not supposed to be publishers. Once you're a publisher, according to U.S. law, you don't get to libel protection anymore. I'd love to see someone try to sue them for libel and make the argument that they have forfeited their platform neutrality. Sue him out of existence. That was not the deal. But I'm telling you, folks, we are well on our way to a dual speech system. You know what the most terrifying thing I've seen lately? They got away with throttling and destroying the traffic of conservatives and conservative outlets that had finally achieved parity. We know this by hits. But that's not the most terrifying thing I've seen. Having gotten away with that, social media giants decided they could move on. It's not just the right that's throttled, censored, and wiped off social media anymore. The most terrifying thing I've seen recently is the dozens of doctors. You might have seen them too before their videos were taken down. Dozens of doctors. Doctors from Oxford, from prestigious Israeli universities, from Stanford. The most terrifying thing I've watched is the dozens of doctors, again, many of whom were highly esteemed in their fields, whose videos were censored, banned off YouTube for the thought crime of disagreeing with Dr. Anthony Fauci's now completely debunked projections. And they were still being wiped off YouTube and to some extent Facebook and Twitter after we learned Fauci's projections 2.2 million would die were absolute lunacy. Didn't matter. You didn't agree with Fauci. Out the door you went. And listen, the leftist censors who took him off, they didn't even have medical degrees. And now none of these doctors were partisan. None of them were political at all. None of them were screaming and yelling. They calmly and rationally demanded real science be used. They came, you saw the videos, they came loaded with facts, studies, and expertise. They called out Fauci's transparently problematic claims, which fall apart more by the day. I mean, think about this, folks. This is what I'm getting at. This is literally the throttling and the banning and the destruction has destroyed this country. Had we listened to those dozens of doctors when they, it turns out now, accurately tried to tell us that COVID-19 had a death rate similar to the flu for most people, which the CDC now confirms. For those under 65, we might not have wiped out the economy if we'd been allowed to have the debate. Thousands of businesses, folks, might still be open. 36 million jobs, some percentage of them might still be around. That's how destructively costly this censorship of legitimate debate in this country is. It is literally destroying lives, dreams, families. Because let me tell you what, that business you worked for 20 years, when that goes down, you're more at risk of divorce, suicide. We'll never know the stories because they're not allowed to be told. I mean, folks, over half the country now gets its news primarily from social media. All voices must be heard there. I don't want to throttle the other side. I never have. I like to laugh at them. It's part of the debate. And folks, this censorship has directly allowed the media to foist two massive hoaxes on the country. Three, really. The first one, the idea that the Russians meddled. The world still doesn't know they didn't meddle. We know that from the only guy who's ever seen the DNC server. We know it. He testified to it. Adam Schiff hid the transcripts. Here's another hoax that became real to the American people because we're so throttled. The idea that Trump colluded with Russia to do what? They didn't hack the election. And now this latest hoax that COVID-19 was so deadly we had to shut down our economy to battle it or we'd lose 2 million people. Hoax. These doctors tried to fight back. And you remember in the beginning how bad it was? There weren't a ton of them coming forward, but those who were coming forward really had credentials. I mean, they were Stanford University medical doctors, professors at the medical school. Big names in virology, throttled, banned, wiped out. You couldn't get their videos. They'd go up, you'd be in the middle of recording it, bam, gone, right off YouTube. This is, you want to know why? I mean, the main reason why we are down 36 million jobs and we closed in the first place is we were not allowed to have a debate. So they have moved from, well, we'll censor the right. We'll take them off. If they put up an opinion, we don't even like, it doesn't even violate our rules. We'll just make up arbitrary rules and we'll just throttle them. We'll ban them. We'll put warnings on them. We won't apply these rules to the left at all. That makes you a publisher. You could do that, by the way. If Twitter wants to do that, if Facebook wants to do that, awesome. Then you operate like we do. You get a massively expensive libel lawsuit policy. You pay for that every month. You don't want to do that? Then you need to be neutral. That's what the law says. We have got to restore fair debate, people, not fear it. It is critical to the survival of our country. They will do hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax. And listen, I'm telling you, these censors know. They know what to censor. So anyway, it stunned me because, again, these doctors, you saw their videos. They weren't partisan. They weren't, well, Trump, we like Trump. No, it was none of that. It was, listen, I'm an expert in my field. I have been doing this my entire life. Here's study after study after study after study. It's not as deadly as they're telling you. They were right. But we weren't allowed to consider it. This is what allows these hoaxes to tear this country apart. You want to know the latest one they're doing? Twitter loves this. The officer on the video who stepped on the neck of the African-American man looks terrible by all accounts. Somebody put up a meme of him in a racist hat, basically saying he's a white supremacist. And they put it out there and it trended on Twitter. It's all over the place. It's not him. It's fake. It's fake. Blue check journalists have retweeted it. No one has taken it down. He did not wear a hat that said make white people great again. Didn't happen. Fake. It's out there this morning. Make white people great again was trending yesterday. They let it. Because it's a useful leftist meme. Eh, it's a lie. Easily debunkable. But the blue checks were trending it yesterday. It's still out. No content warning. That guy never wore that hat. Why is that bad? Look, the cop is not popular right now. But that is a deliberate attempt by the left to tear this country apart. To create racial strife where there is none. To exaggerate. And they are fine with it. No fact check. It's okay. It's cool. You know, somebody texted me a couple weeks ago, we are living in the fakest times in America. We are living in a very fake time. It's because of all this. And it is costing us dearly. This time it was 36 million jobs. What will it be next time? What will the cost of not having a legitimate debate where people can go and get real facts from real medical professionals? What will the cost be? Because I'm here to tell you, it's been huge.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, and I knew this was coming. This texter points this out, and I'd play the genius text of the day, but somebody, you know the experience at work where somebody comes in when you're not here and sits on your computer? I don't have a single setting that works. Everything is crashed, whacked out, or I can't get into it. Really appreciate that. Then gets up and walks away. That ever happened to you at work? Yeah, I'm going to spend the rest of the week trying to recover from this. Anyway, so I can't play that for you. I'm sorry. It's just not working right now. But I would if I could. Mika Brzezinski, texter, writes, cries to Jack Dorsey, that's the owner of Twitter, and all of a sudden the president is fact-checked for his opinion. Yeah, she demanded the fact-check, and then a lot of other liberals retweeted it. Texter writes, there is no greater power on earth than being a liberal. I agree. It's liberal privilege. You can demand a fact-check of the people politically you don't like, and even if you're lying through your teeth, you won't get fact-checked. They will. Texter writes, Sotero, it was Ice Cube that tweeted that faked photo. Texter writes, news is fake nowadays and people are phony. They go to social media, create an artificial flawless persona and have a bunch of fake friends. Then they present themselves as victims and get tattoos in an effort to be interesting. Another texter writes, when they deplatformed Alex Jones and weren't challenged, that gave them free reign. You bet. Yep, that was absolutely it. And have you noticed? They jumped from lily pad to lily pad. They called Alex Jones fake news. And listen, he's published some kooky stuff over the years. He's also gotten stuff really right, way ahead of the mainstream media and even the conservative media. He does both things. He forced the FBI to change their narrative at one point after the shooting in Las Vegas. I'll never forget it. Forced the hotel and the FBI to admit that they lied. They didn't put it in those terms. Changed the entire timeline. Alex Jones did that. But he's been deplatformed, so. And so what they did was they moved the goalpost. They call us fake news now. No, it's just conspiracies. So we'll just take them off. According to who? I mean, the head of your fact-checking team at Twitter called the Trump administration, folks in the Trump administration, actual Nazis. Not Nazis, that'd be an opinion. Like the one they fact-checked Trump for, that was an opinion too, that he thinks mail-in voting will cause fraud. That's an opinion. You can't fact-check that. We won't know till after the election, technically. Why didn't he get fact-checked? When he tweeted on Twitter, this is the guy who heads their fact-checking team, according to the UK Daily Mail, tweeted that Trump and his administration, that they were actual Nazis. Well, not Nazis, actual Nazis. Where's the proof? Why didn't he get fact-checked? Liberal privilege. And see, that's the problem. Texter writes, Trump made the same mistake with Dr. Fauci that he did with Paul Ryan and Comey. He should have fired them, but instead kept them around. Yeah, three biggest mistakes of his administration. The only one that was bigger was keeping Jeff Sessions around. Texter writes, you mentioned Twitter fact-checking China. That would be like a prostitute fact-checking her pimp. Not happening. So says Veronica. Good morning, Veronica. Now the texter writes, with this guy stepping down from DHEC, yeah, did you see that? Head of DHEC, gone, South Carolina. With this guy stepping down from DHEC, you can bet things are about to blow up there. In the truth is going to come out. I hope so. When the rats start running, the ship is sinking. Yeah, I thought that was interesting, too. Now the texter writes, what good does it do to put the Republicans back in government if they are going to do this, too? I agree. Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, every word listener needs to flood the Twitter headquarters mailroom with a single copy of the First Amendment. Then all of us on Twitter accounts should tweet and tag Twitter, the text, the First Amendment, and free speech. Actually, I'd send it to @Jack, the head of Twitter. Just tweet it at him. It's a good idea. Texter writes, please tell, where are we going to go? Thank you for taking up for Alex Jones. Well, I'm not taking up for Alex Jones personally. It's not that I like or dislike Alex Jones. I don't use him as a source because it scares me. It's not that. It's just that when one of us goes down for what others deem fake news because it's convenient to them, for them, all of us are at risk. That was the point of the legislation from Congress saying in order to get the libel lawsuit immunity, you had to be a neutral platform. You had to take Alex Jones and Ice Cube and Farrakhan, as offensive as that dude is. Farrakhan was allowed to spread his anti-gay, anti-Jewish hatred on Twitter for years. They did nothing to him until it got embarrassing. There was so much heat because they were throwing people off of Twitter for, like, silly memes. And yet this guy's still out there spreading hate. But that was cool because he's a liberal, so it's okay. You want to hate, you know, Jewish people or gay people. It's okay if you're liberal. Liberal privilege. And it's just stuff like that. Texter writes, I didn't mean that you agree with everything Alex Jones ever said. No, but I don't want him off, and I don't want Farrakhan off, and I don't want any of them off. I want them out there in all their glory, all of them, and those who disagree with them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.